The remedy for today's Midorhinum, the gonorrheal virus, anosod. In constitution, for the constitutional effects of maltreated or suppressed gonorrhea, when the best selected remedy fails to relieve or permanently improve. For persons suffering from gout, rheumatism, neuralgia, and diseases of the spinal cord and its membranes, even organic lesion ending in paralysis, which can be traced to a psychotic origin. For serous carcinoma or cancer, either acute or chronic in development, when the symptom corresponds and a history of psychosis can be traced. Bears the same relation to the deep-seated psychotic chronic affections of the spinal cord and sympathetic nervous system that Sorhinum does to the deep-seated affection of skin and mucous membranes. Children pale, rachitic, dwarfed and stunted in growth, like Baraitakab. Mentally dull and weak. In mental generals, they have weakness of memory, cannot remember names, words or initial letters, has to ask the name of the most intimate friend, even forgets his own name, cannot spell correctly, wonders how a well-known name is spelled, constantly loses the thread of conversation, great difficulty in stating her symptoms, question has to be repeated as she loses herself, cannot speak without weeping, anticipates death, always anticipating, feels matters most sensitively before they occur and generally correctly. Irritated at trifles, cross during the day, exhilarated at night. Very impatient, peevish, anxious, nervous, extremely sensitive, starts at the least sound. Time passes too slowly, like alumina, argentum nitricum and cannabis indica. Is in a great hurry. When doing anything is in such a hurry, she gets fatigued. Many symptoms are aggravated when thinking of them. Pain returns as soon as they think about them. Think of oxalic acid. They have great heat and soreness with enlargement of lymphatic glands all over the body. Consumption, languor, fatigue, great general depression of the vitality. Pains are arthritic, rheumatic, a sequel of suppressed gonorrhea. Compare with Daphne indica and clematis. Pains are constricting, seems to tighten the whole body like cactus. Pains, sore all over the body as if bruised like arnica and eupatorium perfoliatum. Trembling all over, which is subjective. Intense nervousness and profound exhaustion. There's a state of collapse, wants to be fanned all the time like cobwebs. They crave fresh air. Skin is cold yet throws off the cover like camphor and zikail gore. They are cold and bathe with cold perspiration like veratrum. Ravenous hunger immediately after eating like China, Lycopodium or Sorhinum. Constant thirst, even dreams she is drinking. Insatiate craving for liquor which before she hated like Asarum. For salt like Calcarea natrumur. For sweets like sulfur. For ale, ice, acids, oranges and green fruits. Painful stiffness of every joint in the body. In head, there is intense burning pain in the brain, aggravation in the cerebellum, extend down to the spine. Head feels heavy and is drawn backward. Sensation of tightness and contraction extend down the whole length of the spine. Headache and diarrhea from jarring of the car. In throat, there's a sensation as if she has taken a severe cold with distressing aching in the bones. Throat is sore and swollen. Deglutition of either liquids or solids are impossible, like mercury. Throat constantly filled with thick, grey, bloody mucus from posterior nares, like hadrastis. In gastrointestinal system, stools are tenacious, clay-like, sluggish, cannot strain from a sensation of prolapse in the rectum like alumina. Constriction and inertia of bowels like a ball-like stools like lachesis. Can only pass stools when leaning very far back. Think of costicum. Very painful as if there was a lump on the posterior surface of the sphincter. So painful as to cause tears. Sharp needle-like pain in the rectum. Oozing of moisture from the anus with fetid odor of fish brine. Compare with costicum and Hepasulf. In urinary system, severe pain, backache in the renal region, ameliorated by profuse urination like Lycopodium. Renal colic, intense pain in the ureters, sensation of passing of calculus, compare with Berberis, Lycopodium and Osimum sanctum. With renal colic, there is a craving of ice. Nocturnal enuresis passes enormous quantity of ammoniacal high-colored urine in bed every night, aggravated by overwork or overplay, extremes of heat and cold when the best selected remedy fails, with a history of psychosis. There's a painful tenesmus of the bladder and bowel when urinating. In female, for women of chronic ovaritis, salpingitis, pelvic cellulitis, fibroids, cyst and other morbid growth of the uterus and ovaries, especially if the symptoms points to malignancy with or without psychotic origin. The menses are profuse, very dark, clotted, stains are difficult to wash, like macabre. They have metrorrhagia at climacteric, which is profuse for weeks. Flow is dark, clotted, offensive. Flow in gushes on moving. Metrorrhagia with a malignant disease of uterus. There's intense menstrual colic with drawing up of the knees and terrible bearing down labor pains. Must press feet against support as in labor. Intense pruritus of labia and vagina, aggravated by thinking of it. Breast and nipples are sore and sensitive to touch. Breasts are as cold as ice to touch, especially the nipples. Rest of the body is warm during menses. In respiratory system, they have asthma, choking caused by a weakness or spasm of epiglottis. Larynx is stopped so that no air could enter, only ameliorated by lying on face and protruding the tongue. Soreness of the larynx as if ulcerated. Dyspnea with a sense of constriction, can inhale with ease but no power to exhale, like Sambucus. Cough is dry, incessant, severe. Painful cough as if mucous membrane was torn from the larynx. Cough is deep, hollow, like coughing in a barrel. Cough is aggravated at night from sweets on lying down. Cough is better when lying on stomach. The sputa is albuminous, frothy, small green bitter balls, viscid and difficult to raise. It has incipient consumption, severe pain in the middle lobes. Neck and back. Pain in the back between the scapula, whole length of the spine is sore to touch, like China self. Intense burning heat, beginning in the nape of the neck and extending down the spine with a contractive stiffness, which is aggravated by stretching. Lumbar vertebra is painful and sensitive to touch. Pain in sacrum, coccyx, back of the hips, running around and down the limbs. In extremities, there is rheumatism at top of the shoulder and arm. Pain extends to the finger, amelioration by motion. If it's right side, then think of sanguinaria. If left, ferrum fossa. Pain in the legs from hip to knees, only when walking. Heaviness of the leg feels like lead. Walking very difficult. Legs are so heavy, legs give away. Lower limb ache all night, preventing sleep. Intensely restless and fidgety legs and feet, like zinc. Terrible burning in the legs and arms during an electrical storm. Aching in leg with inability to keep them still in the bed. Aggravation when giving up control of himself, when relaxing, in trying to sleep. Coldness of the legs and feet, of hands and forearms. Drawing and contracted sensation in the hamstrings and ankles. Cramps in the calves and soles, like Cuprum. Ankle turn easily when walking. Think of Carbo animalis and Ledum pal. There's burning of hands and feet, wants them covered and fanned, like Lachesis and Sulphur. Almost entire loss of nervous force in the legs and arms, exhausted by slightest effort. Deformity of finger joints, large puffy knuckles, swellings and painful stiffness of ankles, great tenderness of the heels and balls of the feet, swelling of all joint were puffy like wind galls. In modalities, they are aggravated when thinking of it, Helonius and oxalic acid, heat, covering, stretching, thunderstorm, least movement, sweets from daylight to sunset, which is reverse of cephalinum. They are ameliorated at the seashore, which is reverse of natromure. Lying on the stomach, damp weather, like causticum and nux vomica. In relation, compared to ipecac, dry cough compared to camphor, cecale, tabacum and veratrum albin collapse, picric acid, gelsemium in inability to walk, aloes, sulfur in morning diarrhea. The burning feet of sulfur and restless fidgety legs and feet of zincum are both found at the same time in medorrhinum.